Julie, over to you on the Wi-Fi Interactive.
Yeah, and if I take you inside the Wi-Fi Interactive, I'm taking a look at stocks year to date here as we see this little bit of a push up today of 0.6% for the S&P 500. We should remember we're still down about 0.5% year to date, and that's as we've had a lot of investors rejiggering their expectations for what the Fed could do this year. You know, I would argue as we look at this CPI print this morning, it's a big number, but it was a number that was bang in line with expectations. And I think that's somewhat perhaps reassuring to the market, or at least doesn't change the already altered expectations for what the Fed is going to do this year. So sort of status quo there, which allows stocks to rise. As we take a look at the groups within the S&P 500, interesting picture here, in particular because of what we're seeing. Well, I wanted to do the XLF. I ended up with the XLE because of things moving around a little bit. And then we got the XLC also. The XLF is what I'm trying to say, which is the financials ETF, is trading at a record today. And a lot of the components within it are trading at a record. This is even despite the fact that we have shares of Jefferies falling sharply today following that company's revenue coming in below estimates. So interesting there that financials overall are still seeing a gain. If you look at some of the individual banks, it's a little bit more of a mixed bag, but we are seeing the likes of JP Morgan and Wells Fargo on the rise here today. And of course, those companies are coming out with their earnings on Friday. So that is something that we are watching ahead of that. We have also, of course, been keeping a close eye on what's going on with the NASDAQ 100. And there's a lot of green on the screen as well. So that certainly helps matters. A lot of these representing a bit of a bounce back. For example, a stock like Tesla, which is higher today, has not gotten off to a very good start to the year. Yes, it's higher on the year, but that's because it's had a rebound after a pretty steep dip. And then finally, something else I want to check on here as we are watching the various areas of the market and the risk on or risk off tenor is what's going on with cryptocurrencies. And there, too, we are seeing an upward movement because Bitcoin largely has more recently been following the sort of risk on, risk off sentiment of the overall market rather than being uncorrelated with it. So still down 8% year to date, but it's coming back 5% in today's session. Saz?
You're such a pro, Julie. Unshakable. I love doing this show with you every day. It's a real treat.
Aww.
All right, switching gears. Yeah, I really mean that.